You are listening to Fantha Tracks.
Rolling. Roll. Don't use any of this. Don't.
Okay, carry three.
Five. They love you. You know.
This is Princess Leia Organa. You're listening to Planet Leia.
Permission is granted to land on Planet Leia. Brought to you by Fantatrax. Here are your hosts, Claire Henry and Johanna Nibielios.
Hello there. Welcome to a very special edition of Planet Leia, celebrating Podcast Day 2023. This is a little podcast of myself, Claire Henry, and my co-host, Johanna.
Lindy Nibelius.
As much as my Northern Irish accent can do it, it can't go that far.
No.
We join over 30 podcasters today celebrating the anniversary of the first Star Wars podcast. So I'm hoping that if this is your first time listening in, that it won't be your last. And if it's your umpteenth time listening to Johanna and I chatting our way through Star Wars from a female point of view, and particularly a European female point of view, it's good to have you back. So we decided that for this special edition, we would talk about
what was the best thing that happened in 2022 for us as female fans. Planet Leia is all about it from a female point of view, and we like discussing all aspects of the women of Star Wars.
From their clothes to their makeup, to how their personalities are. We talk about everything. We don't gloss over one. We talk about them all in equal measure, however they may be. Do you want to go first, Johanna, and tell everybody what was your highlight of 2022?
It was simply one thing. I was not prepared for it all. I had been totally spoiler-free. And I will say, I was so much looking forward to Andor, to see Mon Mothma, and it was going to be so good. But the best thing that happened for me in 2022 as a Star Wars fan was seeing Vivian Lyra Blair as little Princess Leia in Kenobi. I mean, I love Princess Leia, but I mean, I really wanted to see little Princess Leia, and we got it. Vivian Lyra Blair is such a good actress, and she was such a great Leia. I was so fangirling over her. That was my favorite. Sure, I like Ewan McGregor back as Obi-Wan Kenobi, Hayden Christensen as Darth Vader, but I was expecting them. I had no clue that we would see Princess Leia or that the plot would be about her and Obi-Wan Kenobi.
I have to say it was the highlight for me as well, in the fact that this was a curveball that came out of nothing. There was nothing hinted about it being Leia-centric at all. And as Leia fans, you're right. Vivian Lyra Blair did not disappoint as a little Princess Leia. She was absolutely superb. She had the mannerisms, the attitude. She looked like Carrie Fisher would have looked, I think, you know, in my opinion. Obviously, we've seen photographs of Carrie Fisher when she was younger, but how you think Princess Leia would have looked when she was a little girl.
Yeah.
She absolutely knocked it out of the park. And hats off to Obi-Wan creators for doing what they did. Absolutely incredible. As a Leia fan, honestly, the best thing ever.
I also love the fact that we got to see more about Bail Organa and Breha Organa. We got her fleshed out, because in most of the books and things about Leia's childhood, we got most about Bail, but now we got more Breha Organa as well. And I mean, she was the stepmom of Leia. She had a huge influence on her. So yes, seeing Princess Leia and her family, I was so happy about it. And the fact that it did it well. I mean, in one way, you can definitely call it fan service. Oh, you see Princess Leia hooking out with Obi-Wan Kenobi. But it worked. It doesn't mess with anything with A New Hope, or that she doesn't sound like she knows him or and things like that. So well done. Much more interesting to me than the whole Obi-Wan Kenobi and Darth Vader and the whole story about the Inquisitor. So definitely.
Absolutely. 100%. It was magnificent and such a good performance. I'm looking forward to seeing her more in Star Wars and hopefully in future episodes, maybe not linked to Obi-Wan, maybe spin-off, cast-off again. Why not? They seem to be brave enough to do all sorts of things with the Star Wars universe. Mm. I'm quite happy to start a petition here right now. Let's get our own little Leia series linked to, you know, her growing up.
Or even like have it present like an educational series in the Star Wars universe. And it seems like Vivian Lyra Blair seems to be a great addition to the Star Wars cast from what I've seen. I mean, she's a child, but she is out on the circuit and doing autographs and things. And it seems like she's doing quite fun and people like meeting her. But let's just hope they don't do it too much. I mean, it's because she is a child.
She is an absolute asset to Star Wars and to its family. And we want to keep her and we want her to be safe as well. So, you know, hats off to everybody.
Hi, this is Vivian Lyra Blair and you're listening to Fanthatrax.
The second thing from a female point of view then, obviously, is Andor. And again, really interestingly, these two titles, Obi-Wan, Andor, male. Mm. However, the main characters brought to the fore are females.
And we see them in such a... You have Mon Mothma up on the top. You have all the rebels.
I cannot tell you how wonderful I thought Andor was. Mm. As a series, it gripped me. Okay, the first three, yes, were very slow. But after that, it just built up the momentum, built up the intrigue. It was just absolutely wonderful. And the female characters ranged from leaders of power and strength to women.
Down to the rebellious teenage daughter of Mon Mothma.
There were people in there, apart from the evil ones, you could identify with their struggles. I certainly identified with Mon Mothma, with her struggles with a teenage daughter. I'm not going to lie, I think that's one of the reasons why I felt an affinity with her, that rebellious daughter who, well, she wasn't really rebellious as such, she just wants to branch out and do her own thing, and it's all part of growing up as a mother, trying to let go, to let her grow up. I get that. And then you have the rebels who are obviously fighting for a cause that they clearly, truly believe in. So you're talking about Vel, who we discover is related to Mon Mothma.
Cinta, they were such a good couple as well, showing off that being rebels is not the best if you want to have a working relationship with another person, especially being rebels coming from apparently such different backgrounds.
And the privileged to the not so privileged. And again, just an incredible dynamic of a relationship. And each of them giving each other strengths in different ways and the confidence to do that. And obviously then, apart from having Phasma in the new trilogy as somebody particularly evil and in the dark side, we have Dedra, who is so ambitious, so driven for the cause of the Empire. Nothing will stop in her way and her drive. And we haven't seen women like that in Star Wars before. So, you know, the scope and the range of who is there, you know, is quite incredible.
I would even give a shout out to Cyril's mom down there in the lower middle class or whatever it is of Coruscant, trying to get her son to like be happy with like just get a job, go on with it. And I think that's what I like with so many of these characters. They are so well-rounded. They're human.
Well, I mean, Cyril's mom...
You have met these kinds of people in your own life.
Cyril's mom is definitely a momager. For those who don't know what a momager is, it's come from the Kardashian family, also not from Star Wars or Star Trek for that matter, although they sound like it. And Mummy Kardashian is known as a momager, somebody who manages her children's lives. And definitely Cyril's mother is one of them, whereas Mon Mothma is not one of them. So we have the two opposing types of mothers in Andor as well. So, you know, it's a really fascinating dynamic to have. She's great. She is a very ambitious mom who is very disappointed by her son a lot of the time. And all he does is eat those cereal bowls with blue milk.
For everything in one location, daily news, reviews, interviews, podcasts, video and social media feeds, bookmark Fanthatrax.com for Star Wars news 24/7, 365.
Yeah! And then, of course, we lead on to Fiona Shaw, Mama Andor, and she is just strong and powerful. And as my husband would say, and I probably would say too, an old bag. She speaks as she finds, she doesn't give a hoot, and she carries on regardless. And clearly she's done that and has passed that on to Cassian and how he feels about stuff.
And I mean, she really went out with a bang, including her funeral.
Absolutely. One of the best scenes in any of the TV series so far. If you're going to go out, that's the way to do it.
And I will say, just that funeral custom of having your remains turned into a brick and then made into a wall, I mean, that's a really nice way of remembering the people that have passed on.
Yeah. I was almost wondering, though, were they modelling it on the bricks as you walk into the Disney Kingdom with everybody's names on it? No, that did smack to me a bit like that. For us, from a female point of view, hard to believe that two, what we all believe to be male-centric TV series actually turned out to be quite female-centric. And I think that for us was the biggest surprise, but a very happy
and it shows
one.
Also how far ahead Star Wars has come. I mean, you had Leia in the original trilogy, but it was very boys-heavy. And nowadays it feels like, no, it's really for everyone, and almost everyone can take a look at a Star Wars TV series and they can find something interesting. They can recognize themselves. They don't have, I need to identify with the boys. I can identify with a girl, and girls of all kinds. So yes, I think it's really a proof of how diverse and how great Star Wars is, and how great it is to be a Star Wars fan. Who remembers when it was like a big thing that you had Amidala? Because before Amidala, you had Leia, and now they are everywhere. Also with the crew behind the scenes. I think it really shows off that you have so many talented and great women working behind the scenes as well.
Agreed. And I feel that it's in good hands, and looking forward, it's only going to get better when you take a look at what's coming ahead this year. To have the Mandalorian main voiceover for the teaser trailer is the Armorer female voice.
And you will have a lot about Bo-Katan and her story.
And then Ahsoka will be probably the first, is the first female sort of named one. We hope you've enjoyed this little short glimpse into Johanna's and my musings about females in Star Wars. And if you want to hear some more, don't forget to tune in to FantaTrax Radio for more episodes of Planet Leia. And on this podcast day, we'd like to say thank you very much for listening. We look forward to seeing some of you, hopefully, at Star Wars Celebration, where Johanna and I will be talking about women of Return of the Jedi. Interestingly, there's more than you think.
We really want to thank for listening to Planet Leia. If you want to be a part of the action and stay updated on all the latest Star Wars news, visit fantatrax.com or check out the free FantaTrax app through the App Store to follow us on your mobile device. You can reach out to us and send in your listeners' questions by emailing radio@fantatrax.com. Comment, like, and share on any of our social media feeds @FantaTrax, and be sure to subscribe, leave a review, preferably a 5-star one, on Amazon Music, Audible, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or your podcatcher or smart speaker of choice. And as always, thanks to James Sample for composing the FantaTrax intro and our Planet Leia opening music, and to Mark Daniel and Vanessa Marshall for our voiceovers. Remember to tune in to Good Morning Tatooine live Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. UK, 4 p.m. Eastern, and 1 p.m. Pacific on Facebook and YouTube. Check out FantaTrax Radio on Fridays at 7 p.m. UK for new episodes of The Phantom from Down Under, Planet Leia, Desert Planet This, Start Your Engines, and Cannon Fodder, and every Tuesday at 7 p.m. UK time for your weekly episode of Making Cracks.
We love you.
You know.
Coming up next on FantaTrax Radio, it's Making Tracks.